If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, if you sleep in the nude, apparently it says a lot about who you are. Okay, what do you wear to bed?
Summertime, nothing. Wintertime, just a pair of flannel pants.
Just flannel pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep a little warmer.
The boobs out. Okay.
Yeah, I go topless.
Andy?
I've been a proud nude sleeper for some time now. All seasons.
All season nude sleeper. No underwear we're talking even?
No.
Nothing.
Never.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, it changes. It changes like the wind for me. And honestly, and I can choose anything from a hoodie and sweatpants, like a whole root sweatsuit.
You could sleep in a hoodie?
Yeah.
So warm.
Sometimes I want to be cozy like that. Sometimes it's just a t-shirt, sometimes nothing. It really, my nightwear changes like the wind. It really does. And not necessarily with the season, maybe just more so with my mood. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, if you are a nude sleeper, apparently it says a lot more about you than you think. First of all, they said that nude sleepers more likely to call themselves introverts.
Really?
I don't know why that would be.
What the connection is. Yeah, that's strange.
You're an introvert in the sheets, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're less likely to have someone just drop by, so you're nude more often because there's not as many people around. I don't know.
Not as worried about someone seeing you.
That could be a big stretch, but that's what I got right now, okay? Nude sleepers more likely to call themselves night owls.
I would agree with that.
Yeah? If you're a nude sleeper, you're a night owl?
Okay, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nude sleepers also rank their confidence as lower than people who wear pajamas.
That I didn't get.
Which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, that I would have guessed the exact opposite.
I would too, because I would assume that if you're comfortable with your nudity, maybe you'd be a bit more confident. But
yeah, sure.
Maybe the fact that you're seeing yourself naked all the time is knocking down your confidence. You're like, oh, there it is again.
She knows too much.
Again, I look like this.
And 54% of people who wear pajamas to bed said they changed their sleeping attire altogether to impress their significant other. So if you guys are saying you've always just slept in the nude, you've never considered this, what you're wearing and what your girlfriend or your wife might be into?
Never, never. When I read this, I couldn't believe it. Have you ever changed your attire, like going to bed, because you're thinking that this is what your partner would want to see,
or
to make yourself more attractive?
Yeah, I think back to like the beginning of relationships.
That's it.
For sure. I was
like
a little
lingerie?
More careful. Maybe not necessarily. I'm not a big lingerie person
it's
all the time, but yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable. It's not really meant for sleeping. But yeah, so say nobody's there and I wear like an old hoodie and you know, and then when I'm in the beginning of a relationship, you want to look a little bit more put together, maybe,
like
I guess.
Like a new hoodie.
a new hoodie, or maybe like just a pair of cute shorts or something a little different.
Yeah, you get those, I don't know, booty shorts is what they're called. Kelly used to, when Kelly and I first started dating, what she slept in was way cuter than what she's sleeping in
it
now.
It changes.
Oh my God, does it ever.
What does she sleep in now?
Well, last night she was in a tattered old pair of pajama pants and an even more tattered t-shirt. I thought she looked cute. I thought it was adorable, but in terms of effort, it was probably at a one.
Yeah. Cool with it. For better or for worse, Andy, remember?
Yeah.
Would you ever say something to her about it?
No, because if she's comfortable, then I'm happy.
You know, because I asked because I actually remember this coming up with Kim and Kanye. And Kim said, like, at one point in the relationship, Kanye said, like, you're so beautiful. And this is what she said on the show. So I'm sure she made it show appropriate without making him, like, a huge jerk.
Yeah.
But he said, you're so beautiful. Like, why don't you wear cute things to bed? Why do you look like such a slob when you go to bed? And I think slowly she changed what she wore to bed for that reason.
Really?
Well, we always see Kim Kardashian, like, so put together. And apparently she was kind of like me when it came time for bed. She threw on whatever was there and whatever felt cozy.
Yeah. My parents actually bought my girlfriend a onesie, a nighty, like, gown onesie.
A nightgown,
A nighty.
Yeah.
That's not a onesie. They're different things. That's a nighty. That's a nightgown.
And since then, she's been wearing it every single night, and I can't say that it's the hottest thing to go to bed.
She's pregnant.
I know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But even before she was pregnant, she would still wear it too.
I remember my great grandmother, God rest her soul, when she was alive, she always had an issue with what me and my cousins wore to bed too, and she gifted us all nighties. Like all these like flowery little nighties when we were like 12, 10 years. Yes. And then every time we slept over at my grandmother's house, because my great grandmother lived with my grandmother, here we were in these little nighties. Like we're from Little House on the Prairie or something.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I say wear what you want to bed.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right. We always love helping you out with your dating or your relationship dilemmas. And if you ever have one, you can always text us at 92925. This morning's is from Kristen in TMR, okay? It's about fantasies. I have a feeling a lot of people are not going to be comfortable necessarily admitting in this situation.
Okay,
it says, Dear Nikki, Sam, and Andy, my boyfriend and I have been dating for just about 5 years. We've never really had any big blow-ups until recently. He actually told me that every now and then he thinks about Margot Robbie when we're in bed. And look, I know things can get a little stale every now and then, but to think of someone else when he's with me, I think it crosses a line. My friends say that sometimes they do it with their husbands, but it really bothers me knowing he's thinking of someone else. I almost feel like he cheated on me. What Ooh. Should I do? Kristen in TMR.
I mean, to me, it's a hard dump. I've been with
a hard dump? Five years.
A hard dump.
Yeah.
Because after 5 years, the fact that you can't be intimate with the person that you are committed to and you have to take your mind elsewhere?
First of all, he can. She said he admitted that sometimes this happens.
Okay. I've never done it. Maybe it's just that I can't relate. Every relationship that I've been in, I mean, you can like create scenarios in your mind, but to think of someone else, I don't know how I would feel if the roles were reversed. It would always make me feel inadequate. And I don't know if she would like to know that also.
Andy, what do you think?
Isn't thinking of someone else kind of creating a scenario, just a different kind of scenario, though? I mean, I personally don't have the mental capacity to think of somebody else when I'm with Kelly, but I know her friends and her are big fans of Paul Walker, and her friends have openly said that from time to time they actually think about him when they're with their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
They're happily married. When you've been with somebody for so long, sometimes you just have to do, you know, things to spice it up.
Yeah, I think there's a line. Look, if you're walking down the street with your partner, if you're in a relationship and you find somebody attractive once in a while, I think most people would say that's normal,
right?
If you're thinking that every first or second person that walks by is somebody that you're feeling an attraction to, that could be a red flag that maybe there's an issue in your relationship. So I really need to stand by the fact that I think this is normal, especially after you've been with somebody for a long time. And look, I'm single, and I tried to think back about whether or not I've ever done this. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I have, but I just think I've never really gotten to that point in the relationship where, in the beginning, things are all like hot and heavy. It's easy. You can't think of anybody else. That person feels like Channing Tatum in the very beginning, but it's only normal that there are ebbs and flows.
Do you think, Sam, that maybe Josie might think of somebody else when she's with you?
Oh, probably.
Probably. She's alluded to it in the past. I don't know if she was half serious or not, and so I kind of chose to ignore it. But yeah, maybe I should ask her again.
I think I would want to know, though. Yes, I like Kristen's boyfriend, I like that openness. I really do. Okay.
It wouldn't make you feel uncomfortable?
It might, but that's mine to deal with and to work through once I decide how normal it is or isn't. You know, like I like that sort of transparency in a relationship. I really do. I don't want to be talking I'll talk to my friends about things and open up to them, but I would hope that I would feel comfortable having the same conversations with the guy that I'm in a relationship with.
Unless the guy's like way hotter than me, then I just have no shot, you know? I'm just like, you know, filling shoes.
The one that she's fantasizing about? Well, obviously he's hotter than you.
Why is it obvious?
Why would she fantasize about someone less attractive than you? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
More famous? I don't know. It doesn't have to be looked.
I don't think she's thinking, you know, I really want someone less attractive than him right now. Let me think about that.
Yeah, that carrot top really does it for me.
Wow. Okay, what do you think, though? Should Kristen date him or dump him? Sam says a hard dump. Yeah. Just throw away a 5-year relationship.
Yeah. You got to stay in it.
Andy?
No, date him. Come on. It's 5 years.
Okay. So you're okay with Kelly having fantasies?
I've already assumed it's happening.
Okay.
Is that Paul Walker?
It's still Paul Walker.
It's probably Paul Walker, yeah.
What are people saying on the text line, though?
This text says, my husband actually knows who I fantasize about, and he's cool with it, probably because we both like the guy. It's William Shatner.
What?
Sometimes my husband will dress up like him in Star Trek, and it really does it for me. That's from Nameless in Buzzard.
William Shatner. That I don't think that made anyone feel better, because they don't sound normal.
They're not normal.
That doesn't necessarily sound
healthy.
Beam
her
up.
Look, sorry.
Sebastian
here.
Said, he said that he sounds a bit selfish. He says, I want to please her and nobody else. He sounds selfish or unhappy. I don't necessarily think that's the case. Kieran, curious to know what you think.
I'm cool with fantasy role play, as long as it's not somebody I knew.
If it's right. Oh, okay,
No.
Okay, so as long as it's in his mind, this is what's going on in his head, and it's okay if it's a celebrity, but not someone who's like attainable.
Yeah. Role play fantasy, that's great, but if it's our neighbor,
whatever works.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Before we get to the results on our text line at 92925, a few more people than I thought actually admitting that they're open to fantasizing.
Good for
once
us.
In a while. Psychology says today that it's really important. Sorry, psychology today says that couples should learn how to allow each other to remain an individual inside the relationship. And you have to accept that fantasizing about someone else can be a healthy thing,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Like your partner is yes, but you're not the only two people in the world.
True.
So when you allow this to happen and when you're comfortable with it, you give your partner freedom and you don't put pressure on them to only be attracted to you because that's just not realistic, right?
Okay, that's interesting.
However, there is a however. They said it can't be a good feeling in the middle of an intimate moment to wonder if your partner is picturing someone else on a regular basis, right? Like, could you imagine you stop and be like, who are you thinking about right now?
What's the first name that comes to mind?
Exactly. They said you shouldn't feel bad about fantasizing about someone else. You shouldn't necessarily feel guilty about it. But if you're consistently doing this as a defense to dealing with intimacy that is actually in front of you, then you should really explore why that is. And if it becomes your instinct to do so, you know, so you need to do some inventory then on what's keeping you from being in the moment with the person that you're actually in love with and being intimate with. So you got to kind of take check as to how often you're doing it and why you're doing it.
And it's actually better than cheating, I suppose. So there's that too, right?
The bright side, you're coming around. All right, so what is the conclusion on our text line for Kristen at 92925?
It's datum. I mean, they've been together for 5 years. Like you said, Sam, they're not cheating. It could be a lot worse. It's datum.
This one text says, after 5 years, it's inappropriate to think of someone else while doing the deed. Women have to have confidence that they're enough, especially in bed. I mean, you should definitely reconsider your choice. I would hate to see her throw the 5 years away over this and then meet another guy who's doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Except maybe it's with a coworker then. You know, like maybe it's, it could be worse.
Yeah,
exactly.
It could be.
Somebody said, how about fantasizing for the opposite reason? When I don't want things to go quickly, this is obviously from a guy.
Oh, no, so
don't say it.
No, say it. No, we know where you're going.
He says he repeats in his head, Rita McNeil. Oh, and he said it works like a charm. And then he said, please don't call me on this. I will not answer your phone call. Okay. Good to know. You know, this is going to make some people feel a lot better about what goes on in their heads once in a while. Right?
We're all a little bit screwy.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show. The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
What is something you absolutely refuse to cheap out on? So I was actually in the grocery store yesterday in Griffin Town, and it was in the afternoon. I had some time, so it's kind of like sort of leisurely. You know, sometimes you run into the grocery store real quick and you're out.
Yep.
It's kind of like had some time, making my way, reading the labels on things,
meandering.
Yeah, in the cleaning aisle, I noticed a young couple. They must have been in their 20s, and I would assume maybe they just moved in together, and they got into a little spat standing in front of the toilet paper. Because this girl, she was adorable, but she was just like, you don't ever buy cheap toilet paper. You never do that. And he was like, it's toilet paper. You're literally flushing it. You're literally flushing money down the toilet.
You can tell they're a new couple.
Yeah, exactly. They just moved in with each other and you find out deep, dark secrets like he likes to cheap out on toilet paper. Horrible. Obviously, I didn't get involved. It wasn't my business, but I wanted to be like, dude, you don't understand it. I agreed with her. Toilet paper to me is something you should never cheap out on.
You're rubbing it against your skin. Yeah, get the good stuff.
Women do it more often than men.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe the advertising worked and they didn't pay us any money or anything, but I always go with Charmin, the one with the bear on the front. That is whether it's on sale or not on sale, that is the toilet paper I need to buy.
The bear looks softer to you than the kittens on the Royale.
Yes. It looks a lot. Yeah, like more pleasant experience to me.
Okay,
good to know.
Do you cheap out on toilet paper?
No, never.
No.
Well, I mean, we go to Costco, so whatever they have there,
we're
kind of at the mercy of what they're selling.
Okay.
Toilet paper, I go the opposite route. I'll go with the most expensive kind.
You go with
really?
The, okay. I like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Coming up, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you the few things that experts say we should absolutely never cheap out on.
Yeah. Okay.
But what is something that your partner doesn't cheap out on that you wish they would?
Oh.
You know, when you see them spending money and you're like, that's unnecessary. Like, for instance, a lot of people are texting right now, ketchup. They're like, you should never cheap out on ketchup. If I was with someone and he had to buy the most expensive ketchup, I'd be like, really? I mean, I wouldn't fight it, but to me, that's not necessary. necessary.
It's tomato paste and sugar. Well, yeah.
Come on. No, you got to get the good stuff.
Exactly.
Well, actually, when it comes to my girlfriend, she does a lot of impulse food shopping.
Okay.
Like, we'll be discussing dinner, you know, we're hungry, this and that. And all of a sudden, she's like, you know what? That's it. I'm just going to order marathons. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, she's ordering Uber Eats and ordering a $30 dinner when I haven't even thought about what I'm going to make for her for dinner, you know? Yeah. Or we'll be out walking and all of a sudden, oh, I'm so hungry. I have to get something. She'll walk in somewhere, get a little sandwich, $20. I'm like, if you add this up over the year, it's a lot of money.
She's pregnant. What do you want her to buy?
Exactly.
She's hungry. What do you want her to buy instead?
This is happening before the pregnancy. Don't blame it on that.
Andy, is there anything that Kelly spends money on that you think you guys could be cutting corners and saving money there by going the cheap route?
I noticed it this past weekend. We were out shopping and she gets like bras that are $100 or more.
That's a lot.
That's how much bras cost.
What? Not all of them.
No, not all of them, but the ones that you need. Yes. Bras are something you should absolutely never cheap out. Never cheap out on bras.
Oh, come on. I've been to stores and I've seen bras for 50, yeah. 60 bucks. And even then, that sounds a little bit expensive, but at least it's reasonable.
It's not. You don't know what it's like. You don't have boobs that require a bra.
I've gained some weight in the last couple of years. I'm getting there.
People are going to start women are going to go in on you on our text line right now.
So expensive.
How many bras does she have, though?
A lot.
Right?
Too many.
That's the thing.
The bra, you should never cheap out on the bra. Right up there with toilet paper. Top of my list. Bra. Ooh. And the toilet paper. I've never even tried to cheap out on the bra.
$100, though?
Yeah, seriously. I'd remortgage my house for the right bra if it was necessary. I don't own a house.
Isn't there some middle ground somewhere, like $50, $60 range?
I thought that was very reasonable.
No. Bras on the list, absolutely, of things you should never cheap out on, according to experts. We're going to get to that coming up in 6 minutes. You can shoot us your text at 92925. Oh, yeah, people are hating on you for the bra comment already.
Yeah, Megan says, Andy literally made me angry.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, he made
it seems
me angry
like a loss.
Too,
a lot of money.
And I felt like protecting my bra. I immediately put my hands around my chest. Okay, let's go to the phones right now. Hey, the Beat 92.5, who's this?
This is Sonia.
Sonia, you can never cheap out on a bra, right? Tell Andy what's up.
Andy, you can never, ever do that. No, the bra is, number one, it can be a very pretty item in your underwear drawer.
True.
But it's something that we need, especially if your wife has a larger chest. It's like a support. Mm-hmm. It is a support.
It's the closest thing to us. It's the closest thing to us,
yeah.
Really. We wear it every day.
That's true. Yeah, and they have to be pretty. What? You'll do good.
I would agree. Your undergarments should be pretty.
Pretty for who?
Yeah, like nobody sees them.
For us.
I'm sure you see them.
And also just for us too. Like women, you feel good. They've done studies. Women feel good when their undergarments look good.
Even when you put a shirt over them and you can't see them.
Yes.
Really?
But
yes.
you know that you're wearing that special, mm-hmm. that special piece.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bra drawer and it's popping out and they're not cheap.
There's thousands of dollars in that drawer.
Exactly.
There is.
You know,
tell my husband.
If this was date him or dump him, I'd tell Kelly to dump him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, Andy, I knew you were going to regret going there. You said that you think that Kelly spends too much on bras and that's something she should cheap out on.
Well, yeah, I think she should back off a little bit. But this, you know, you talk about going there. This text says, Andy, back off on the bras. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm there. I'm in it. I'm here now.
Joanne said, totally with you, Nikki. Andy doesn't know diddly squat about this. You just don't know what you're talking about. This one says a good bra is life. I'm with Nikki on this one.
Life.
Yeah, you regret that?
Well, you think you learn something new every day. I guess this is it for me.
Yeah, you should have listened to her in the first place this weekend when she told you that that's what it requires.
Buy all the bras.
All right, thanks so much for your text. The few things that experts say you should never cheap out on. Shoes, number one.
Okay.
I agree. You put a lot of miles on those. A mattress.
Oh, yeah,
if you've ever cheaped out on a mattress, you know it's a bad idea.
I'll feel it.
Dish soap, which I definitely agree with also.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I cheap out on that.
No.
That's
because you don't do the dishes.
I do. That's the one thing I do is dish soap. I guess I don't do them well, though.
Bed sheets.
Yeah.
Shouldn't cheap out on bed sheets.
Yeah.
Kitchen knives. Yeah, buying cheap kitchen knives seems like a good idea in the beginning.
Yeah.
Until you're at home trying to cut through an onion and it feels like you're using a butter knife.
Yeah.
Toilet paper, yes, on the list.
100%.
The last one, Andy, what do you think it is?
Oh, gee, let me guess. Bras.
Hey.
Okay, fine.
It is bras. I'm going to buy you a cheap one and make you wear it around and see how, you know, the wire digging into him.
I'll make sure you get my size right, though.
No support for your moobs, you know. I'm kidding.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online. At thebeat925.ca
or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play
and live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.